We in the streets. Let's go. It's your boy, L Boogie. I just come back from Durham, North Carolina, where I told you what was going to happen. Miami, it was close. And what happened? They got knocked. They were slamming their hands on the floor, but to no avail. Coach K palmed his hands at the end of the day on the court. I never seen Coach K so animated after a game. But we'll get to that. This your boy, L Boogie, coming to you live from the streets of Phoenix, Arizona. I got my co-host, T-Row. How you doing, T-Row? Oh, T-Row is not there right now. Then I got my man, Jules the G. Jewel, is you there? Wow. Nobody is there. I'm in the streets by myself. Where did they go? First on the marquee, let's get to it. The Honda Classic. The winner, Michael Thompson from the USA. This is first major, 9 under. But let's get to the meat of the story. Tiger Woods tied for 37th place. 4 double bogeys. He lost 2 balls. And I don't know how many balls he hit out of the bunker. He's 37 years old. The next tournament is the World Golf Championships next week. What do you think?
Oh, man.
Tuning in? T-Row, go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, world. This is your boy T-Row. Just got in. Had a technical difficulty earlier. And to answer your question.
Yes.
Who else we got on the line?
Oh, this is Jules the G, man. You know what I mean? I was in the bathroom.
Jules the G, what's going on, baby?
Oh, man, I was just in the bathroom, man. You know what I mean? I had to use the porta potty, man. You know, I'm in the streets.
Wow.
You keep it in the streets. You keep it in the streets. That's what it is, dog. Hey, but to answer your question, L Boogie, man. You know, it's going to be pretty tough, man. I really don't know just yet who's going to do what, man. You know, how much longer do we have with this season, man? How much longer we got, you think?
Well, major tournaments, I think there's 5 left. But this is a major tournament coming up. But, Jules the G, you tell me, would Tiger's decline right now, has it hurt the game of golf?
Ain't in the right spot. L Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Run that by me one more time, sir.
I ask, has the game of golf declined because of Tiger's performance? Did you watch the golf tournament this weekend?
No, I just kept up with, you know, some of my Sports Center compadres and saw some highlights, man. Yeah, I think golf has declined without Tiger.
So, I would say 10 years ago, you were running to a TV flicking back and forth between NBA and seeing Tiger's next shot. Am I correct?
Most definitely, without a doubt. Even in the last 5 years, 5 years ago, I'd have been doing that.
Me personally, I'm still waiting on Tiger, but I don't know how long I can wait. Should I put him out with Alex Smith? Or... should I give Tiger another year of prosper? Did you see any, you know, I saw a little bit of a highlight. Remember, I was on the, you know, in the streets, I was on the road, but do we think that Tiger has any more left in the tank? Well, how many more majors is left in his body?
Man, look, Tiger Woods, this is your boy T-Row, man. Tiger Woods is going to be cool, man. The game of golf is going to continue to go on, man, even though he's struggling. The game isn't straying away. I mean, they're just not making as much money as they would have if Tiger Woods would have been winning. So pretty much Tiger Woods is just still in that little slump, but not so much of a slump like we would think. I mean, we trying to put him in the dirt and think because he's not winning 3 or 4 tournaments in a row. that he's in a slump. He's really not in a slump, man. He just won a tournament earlier this year. And we play. We got still more golf to go to try to see, you know, what he's going to do, because you never know. He might have that shining moment again like he did, you know, at the Masters and some more tournaments that he's favorably in. So I'm not going to say golf is getting away. I'm just going to say, you know, without Tiger winning these tournaments and, you know, tournament after tournament after tournament, it's not generating as much money as it would if he would have been winning. Another point, you know, we got that young stud, Rory McIlroy, who had to pull out because of the wisdom tooth, you know, in his mouth. But, you know, with that young fella and a couple of other Americans that, you know, like this guy, Michael Thompson, who actually won the tournament, you know, with these guys, you just might see, you know, the changing of the tide. Not to say that Tiger's just going to hand it over, but he's going to, you know, it might be still some magic left in Tiger that we haven't seen yet.
G?
Well, I couldn't agree more with my co-host, my homie, my partner, T-Row, you know what I mean? I'm just in agreement, man. I'm a fall in line.
Well, I hate to say it, guys, but you heard it here first. Tiger Woods, I might just put him on the back lawn. Tiger has turned into nothing but garbage. A major tournament in the last 3 years, he only has, what, 2 wins out of 15 major tournaments? That's not like Tiger Woods, but I tell you what, before we go on to the next segment or the next topic, we get to the main, I tell you what, though, a lot of people are tuning in because they love to see Tiger go down.
Exactly.
They love
I agree
to
with
see
you on
the
that.
Red shirt. And no more black shirt with the fist pump. Remember, guys was putting that in their rap. The fist pump like Tiger.
Exactly. Red was killer time to Tiger, man. They know, and the competition knows that. When he wore the different color shirts on the different color days, starts from Thursday to Sunday, you know what that red shirt means. It represents killer time. You know what I mean? So that's the shark in Tiger, man. So I'm not going to give it, I'm not going to let you take Tiger Woods out on Monday morning garbage, man. He ain't MBG in it just yet, man. Come on, L Boogie. He still got something left in him, man. He just can't win tournament after tournament anymore.
T-Ro, I'm going in the trunk, man. I'm riding with you on this one, man. You know, we going to honor L Boogie after the show, man.
I'm telling you, man, you're upset for some reason, man.
But listen to this. You're as good as your last game or tournament or whatever it is, and I'm going to leave you with these numbers before we get to the NBA. Just remember this, and we'll come back next Monday after they play over the weekend. 4 bogeys. Lost 2 balls, and he was tied for 37. I'm going to leave you with that, and let's move on to this NBA. LeBron James. I said Tony Parker might have had a chance of being the MVP this night.
Yes, I said
Kevin Durant and those guys had a chance. But after the performance that he put on yesterday, I might have to, you know, eat crow because after, I mean, the month of February, oh, my, Black History Month, oh, my, he put on a performance. Did you see the dunk for the encore for the game, like an exclamation point, 1 foot inside the foul line?
Yeah, yep. I need that poster, L Boogie. I need that poster, man. Whoever shot that picture, whoever took that photo of LeBron dunking like that, they're going to make $100 million off that photo alone, because if that's not a LeBron-esque type of dunk, man, and it seemed like he was just floating there forever, just taking his time getting there, like, take as many pictures as you want till I dunk it for you.
Yeah, that was really nice.
So I'm going to ask this question to the panel. I'm going to go game, you know, big game by big game, and you guys, you callers out there, you be ready to chime in, 347-855-8896. And let us know what you think about or the questions that I present to the panel and your opinion on some things. First, what impressed you the most about each game? I'm going to just go game by game. I'm going to ask each one of you what impressed you or what, you know, intrigued you more about each game. The Heat and Knicks, what impressed you about that? About the Heat on their victory? What caught your eye?
Well, truth to be told, man, I was more impressed. I mean, you know, Miami did what they were supposed to do. I was really impressed with the Knicks, man. They showed great resilience, man. They showed me that they still have what it takes, you know, to hold them down and have a lead like that. Of course, Miami's going to always come back, man, but I think they did a good job in, you know, taking an L. I mean, if you can even say that, man. I like their performance.
T-Row, what impressed you the most?
Well, let me speak for T-Row, man. It's Jules the G once again.
Yeah, speak for
T-Row. T-Row, we need to hear from you, brother. T-Row has left the building.
T-Row, did they run you off? We didn't pay the rent. I forgot it's the first of the month. We didn't pay the rent. So I think, man. Row, you there?
I mean, he might be getting it right now. You know how black
folks
do it.
Oh, man, I can't even. Well, I tell you what impressed me the most was the defense that LeBron put on Carmelo at the end. And I know we all say Melo is soft, but at the same time, he was on prime time. He was on prime time, and he should have shot a little bit better. When the cream's supposed to rise to the crowd, the stars come out at least, you know, and he just went in the hole. And I'm starting to believe what the streets had told me one day in the streets of Cleveland, Ohio. They told me that. And Jewels, you dropped the Jewel on me, and you said my guy was kind of, you know, was pumping a little Kool-Aid. And I didn't want to believe it because I'm a Knicks fan. But I have to believe we turned soft yesterday when it got pressure.
Well, you know, it's not like, you know, we got to give it to them for the effort that they did give. But you up against the Heat, man, the best team in the NBA. So, you know, they come out with the sledgehammer, man. Not too many teams is going to survive, man, when you're getting just hit time after time with a sledgehammer, man. You're going to break down.
Wow. Let's go to the next. You know, big game. It was OKC versus the Clippers. Now, you being from Los Angeles, what impressed you or didn't impress you about the Clippers? What do you think? I mean, I saw some things. I'm going to let you comment first, G. What was it? Why couldn't they pull it out at home against OKC?
Towards the end, I think they lost their chemistry that they were, you know, they kept them in the game. And they kind of went to a one-on-one thing, you know, in the hands of Chris Paul. And that always doesn't work, especially not with a defender like Westbrook. And, man, they just, you know, once again, OKC is powerful, man. They are not no joke. You can't sleep on those brothers, man. You know, we have to figure that out also, too. Blake fouled out towards the end when they really needed him. And, you know, the Clippers just didn't fall on their plate, man. That's all.
Oh, L Boogie, this your boy T-Ro jumping back in, man. I'm back. Your boy's back again. Hey,
the landlord, you took him off? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I had to chase him down to block him a big stick. Told him, put me on, baby. I hit you upside the head. You know what I mean? Big minute style. You know what I mean? But, yeah, back to the Oklahoma, L.A. Lakers Clipper game. What I would say about that was Oklahoma City just came a little bit more physical than the Clippers anticipated. And then the Clippers let them get too far ahead and tried to play the comeback. They just didn't have enough time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe another 5 minutes they would have pulled off a miracle, but they just didn't have enough time. They ran out of time. And then my boy Serge Ibaka, I'm going to give him props because, you know,
what?
Sometimes.
What?
Blake be floppy sometimes. L, call him out. L Boogie, Blake be floppy.
Oh, man, give him an Academy Award.
Take one for the team. You know what I'm teaming at? And then L.A., just, the Clippers got soft after that. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't going to talk about that, man. He hit him below the belt, man. That was a dirty play. I can't wait to see the suspension come down on him.
A little bit more physical play, baby. It was only a flagrant one. After they look at the tape, he might get fined about, what, $25K? But he can afford it. You know what I'm saying? But the Clippers tried to play catch-up and ran out of time. You know what I mean? They can't do that against a quality team like Oklahoma City with Kevin Durant and your boy Russell Westbrook going back home. You can't do that. Oklahoma City is already hyped. Yes, sir.
Zero.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me if I box you out on the block, And I punch you in your joint, you gonna give me that's a good play?
But I'm not saying I would do you like that, Jules G. First of all, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying during that moment in that game, during that time, it was crucial. Clippers were coming back, and Oklahoma City needed something to get. You know, they had to take it back to the Detroit Bad Boy days. You know what I mean? And ain't nothing wrong with that. It's in the play of the game. They refused the call.
Hold on. Hold on, you know there's always a G code. There's always a G code. Two things you might not say to a man or do to a man. You might not say, you know, suck my, you know what I mean? You might not say that on the court. You know, that's G code. And you don't hit him in his joint, man. Those are two things. I don't care how the game heats up. Those are two things you don't do in this game. I think around the world of the streets, if the world of the streets of Australia, I bet you couldn't say that and hit somebody in their joint and say, oh, man, that was cool.
Now, I'm not saying it was done on purpose. I it happened during the game, man. But that's why the game is too soft. You got to take it back to the bad boy days. You come in this paint, you getting it. I don't care what. You land it up, you're trying to get a rebound. I don't care what's happening. You getting it. And it was like, 3 minutes left in the game? It was probably less than 2 minutes left in the game, and he let him have it. And that's why Blake Griffin mentally fouled out, because he couldn't, like Julius Caesar, he had to go sit down. You know what I mean? That's what got to him. It was Serge Ibaka bopping him in below the belt, and he lost his tilt. He lost his mental.
You just bumping your gums because you talk fast. Now listen, when a man hits you in your joint, he was not swinging for nothing else. So that's not cool. You know, that was damn near a bench clearing event, man. You know what I mean? Don't hit the car in the joint, man.
You right.
Wow.
I'm just saying, man. I'm not saying that it was right. What I am saying, Jules the G, that during the heat of the game, Clippers were making their move. I'm not saying, you know, I know what the dude did. I'm just saying, man, you got to get a little dirt sometime, man. You in the paint. You never know what's going on in the paint. He ain't slapped across the face, hitting the throat.
Let me throw in one thing real fast. They talk so bad about Michael Jordan with that crossover when they say he pushed my man for the Jazz. I can't even remember his name because he's irrelevant right now.
Brian Russell.
B. Russ, my bad. Forgive me, homie, because we all sat up and did our thing at many of these spots around town. But man, they talk so bad about Mike, and it was just a pat. That man maliciously struck him in his Johnson, man. That's not cool.
Okay. The streets is talking. Tweet me if you have an opinion. We'll get it on the show. 347-855-8896. And my last thing about the Clippers, as you see, if the game slow down in the playoffs, I don't know, without Chris Paul and Jamal Crawford creating off the dribble, they might be in trouble. Remember, when it comes to the playoffs, you know, substance always be style. If you have a combination of both, like the Heat and OKC, so be it. But you got to be able to do more than what those guys are doing right now. So, as we go to commercial, I want to say one thing. I want to dedicate this show to my little cousin, Miles Golden Cockfield, and Cameron McFadden. I love you guys, and I miss you. and we miss you as a family, and the streets is always talking. Remember, it's still the first of the month. Call us.
Don't hit below the bell.
God. Boy. It's your boy, L Boogie. I'm back on the set. Man, it's the first of the month. And I had to dedicate that to my youngest. And also, remember, ULGG, you know what it is. The first of the month. You got to get it, and it's March Madness. But before we get to that, let's take a caller. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? And tell me what you think about, give me your comments about the first of the show. What impressed you about some games yesterday?
This is Jay Rush, representing LBC. We in the Valley. Games yesterday. King out there playing with man among boys, minus Carmelo, I should say. Carmelo always do what he can do. But he out there playing by himself right now. Just an absolute freak on the floor. If anybody know the real hoop, this kid should not be doing the things he's doing at that size, that weight. You know, other than that, we know what KD and Westbrook do. I knew he was going to apply so much pressure on this Chris Paul kid that people are talking about he's the best in the business. I'm sorry. The business is evolving, and there's no room. I can't say no room for a pure point guard, but he's going to have to be bigger. Because he's a liability at that size, and I'm tired of kids saying that, you know. And you know, I just like to see that being brought to light, so to speak. So, Bleed, tell me what you think.
Hold on, L Boogie, hold on. This T-Row, hold on. Let me get it first. Hold on, Jules and G. Oh, put your seatbelt on. Mr. J, how you doing? This your boy T-Row.
The streets is talking.
Hey, Jay, my first caller, Mr. J. Did I not hear you say Chris CP3 is what they call it? Is not the best point guard in the league?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
What are the credentials needed for that guy to be the number one point guard in the league?
To me, like I still say, he's a liability at that size. Tony Parker showed it last year. You know, Michael Conley, the young kid damn near showed it last year. He's going to have a problem with that kid he come across him. And he lucky Derrick Rose ain't in the mix because he has a problem with him too, if you don't remember. So when we talk about the best in the business, oh, yeah, there's some question out there. I know everybody loves the CP kid. I love him too. But it's a question in order.
LBC, what's happening? This Jules the G, man.
Holla.
All right, man. You know, you give a good argument, man, but, you know, CP3 is one of the best. I'd agree with you. You know, Derrick Rose, you know, healthy, I think would be the best point guard in the NBA right now. But
okay,
we got to,
okay,
you know, after, you know, while man down, we got to recognize who's in the game. I mean, we got our man, we got Williams up in Brooklyn. We got Westbrook.
Yes.
We got CP3. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We gotta give credibility to Tony Parker, man. But as I said on the last show, I'm not really feeling his European style of game. They let him carry, and they kind of let him do that European 2-3 step. Remember a few years back, man, they wasn't letting AI do the real crossover. Now Tony kind of carries it across the chest. So that's the only like problem that I have with Tony. But I do like his game, his vision, his court. You know, his court sense and all that, man. I give him a little credit. Not give him a lot of credibility, but just those European factors I just don't like. I like the traditional American game, man, where it's just real hoop, two steps, you know what I mean, pull up, you know what I mean, assist, you know what I mean. But I respect your opinion, brother. I just want to chime in on that.
I appreciate that. You know, that's all love. You know, it's a varies in opinion always. You know, I just kind of go off based off of what I know from hoop and what I'm seeing. So that's all I'm saying. You know, I when he was exposed last year, that's all I'm seeing now. That's all I can't get that out of my mind, because the regular season don't mean much, but when them offs come, the people don't realize them offs is a different world. You know, they don't call too much, bring your A game, or you get to go home. It's vacation time.
Man, and the streets do talking if you go hard and go home. But Jay, before I let you go, let me ask you this question. I will answer that question about the guards. But do you think that the Heat will repeat?
You know what? I seen a game maybe a couple weeks ago, and I say yes because I seen the way the flow of their game ran. They ran a flow of the game that looked championship-ish, even more so than last year. Even more so than Oklahoma City right now. There's times Oklahoma City gets stagnant, but with these guys, King and Wade is playing at, I don't want to say Jordan Pippen level, but that's what they're going towards. So I'll leave it at that, and they got a whole bunch of rest of these guys like a Battier that they're showing now, and a Norris Cole, and a Haslam that'll take less money and give you 150% of their body and their heart just to get another shiny one. So, yeah, I do see them doing it again. And, you know, David Stern like that because that's big business. So I'll leave that.
Right.
Appreciate y'all.
Now, to answer your question about the guards and whatnot, to end that, I want to say this. You are correct about, you know, every – that's the position right now. I remember back in, you know, a couple of years ago, it was a power four where it was, you know, you had to have one to do it. Now you're point guards. We can't leave out guys. Also, these new guys coming too with the CP3, your Kyrie Irving, your Steph Curry. You know, Steph Curry, he's going for all these points. But at the same time, he's had four straight L's.
Yeah, I agree.
Kyrie Irving, same thing. His team is in the basement. Now, Can I finish? Hold on.
I'm literally listening.
They don't have the guys that the CP3 and the Westbrook have. So I take
absolutely
that into account
not
when they're distributing it.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to get it twisted. Now,
Let me say this, Bleak. So Kyrie's Irving, five assists would actually turn into eight or nine with some good players, is what you're telling me?
I sure would.
And I would agree, too, because there's no real hoop that he would easily average double digits.
I can go get guys from the infamous Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center.
that can go play are better than those guys that play for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Which guy in particular are we talking about?
Man, do I have to name him? The streets be talking. Joel, do you
know
the guy that
you let me say this, Bleak. Don't mention the Deion Waiters kid because this is his first year and he's doing 4D.
I'm letting wait for G to chirp in.
Okay.
Oh, man, I got some partners in South Central that could get around Kyrie Irving and put it down. Yeah.
They will help him out. They will catch
absolutely.
Him. They will create off the dribble. I don't know where they getting these guys from. I really don't. I don't know where they getting these guys from. So, but T-Roll, can you tell me who's the next caller and, you know, where they calling from?
Yeah, we going to chime in with the one and only. Let's see who's on the line. Caller. They coming in, man. There we go. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. III, man, from Dallas, Texas, you dig?
There he is, Skeeter Mo. Hey, man, what you think about the topic? Chime in on it.
Man, say, I just think, you know, I'm still loving basketball like I'm a kid. I don't care who playing. It could be a Malone or it could be a Durant now, man. I love basketball, man, no matter who's playing. And, you know,
let me ask you this, Skeeter Mo. You're from the streets. What you think about Ibaka when he did to Griffin? What would you have done? Would you kept your cool or would you would have went off and lost it?
Man, Ibaka, big dude, man. You know what I'm saying? You'll think you're still on the dude, but that dude is big, you know. I might have had to walk away from that one, man.
Nah, y'all forgot we from the hood. Y'all forget we from the hood. The whole crowd would have got cleared out.
Yeah.
Hey, that boy from Africa, man. He know how to wrap a line.
He
might hit
somebody with a hammer or something, man.
But he would have had to get the running in.
Right. And I'm saying.
Cause my ninja Nipsey Hussle, he dropped a single 2 months ago and said, I can't even go there, man.
Man,
see what a single was last year.
Wow.
Like, ain't got no names.
Skeeter, can I ask you another question?
Yes, sir.
Who would you rather take right now, Andre Iguodala or Paul George from the Pacers?
Iguodala, ball hog, man. I'm gonna have to go with my boy George, man. He'll pass the ball at least. Iguodala, he want his number.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that.
We got Dirk, you know what I'm saying? He's about to go on a professional golf tour, you know what I'm saying?
Dirk's on his way out to do it from that statement, you think, huh?
He said he's going to retire and travel the world and play golf, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how
and
it is in Dallas. After you win a championship, it's over. You guys aren't going to try to get Dwight Howard?
He good with the one, man. He ain't trying to get the two.
Wow, you heard it first. The streets is talking.
Yeah,
and
man.
The streets
and
is out
of
Texas.
On the hip-hop tip, I wanted to let y'all know, man, rest in peace to Mr. Magic from No Limit. Him and his wife had a car crash over the weekend, and they passed away, man.
Wow.
Oh, man.
We gotta most definitely give a shout-out to the No Limit family, Master P and his family, and also the family of the loved ones.
Yeah,
we really hate that, and you know, it's always have to make sure that you cover the ones that you love the most, because in any split second it can be over in a minute.
It can happen to either one of us, man. So on that note, I want to tell all y'all I love y'all, man.
Oh, man, no question.
Oh,
we love you too, Skeeter, no doubt.
Much
doubt.
Love, much love. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Skeeter. All right, so let's go to the next topic before we move on to some more callers and we go to the next commercial. If you want to call us or chime in, remember www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking, or you can get at me and I can, you know, read your tweet and answer some questions that you hollered about the show at LBoogie15. We always coming to you live and direct, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you missed the show, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You can always go back and watch it, and I should say listen to it, and remember what the streets is always talking, because you always, you know, you always want that cooler talk better than somebody else. So you better listen to us. Or you can listen to my friends in the show. It comes on Sundays. The sports officials, they throw their flags. So you better watch it. They on at 1 p.m. Listen in. So as we go on, I was – Jurell's the G. Can I tell you something?
Yeah, I'm listening, baby.
I was down in Durham, North Carolina. You know, I went from Charlotte to Durham. I'm at the game. And remember Friday what I told you about the – situation with the game being tight. Now, I don't want to get political. I really don't. But two things I want to say about that game. The Kelly kid coming back was very impressive. But number two, why didn't they start doubling the kid to make him put the ball on the floor? Juelz, you know the basketball game. You tell me. Why did they make that kid put the ball on the floor? They saw that he's not mobile. As a coach, wouldn't you just run out at him and make him put it on the floor and just, you know, you tell me, Juelz, what would you have done?
Man, we would have done a lot then, because the scouting report clearly states that he has no dribbling capabilities. So even a minor in the college, but a scholar in the streets, man, knows. You got to check the scout reports on who you messing with, man. You got to check their background. So, yeah, man, I don't know. It's you know, we're not going to go political, man. You know what I mean? Hey, we know what it is.
You have to beat them.
This T-Row, man, I'm going to have to chime in and go with Jules G on that one, because on Friday, on Freestyle Friday, I did – go with Jules the G as far as Duke being exploited over the weekend. And, you know, while L Boogie was down there in North Carolina hemming it up and taking in the breeze with them boys getting that victory, I must say I was impressed. And with L Boogie, I don't know why they didn't make him step up or make him drive to the hole, man. But I think it was just from that guy being absent for so many games. They really just slacked on that kid, so to speak. And when he got out there, after, you know how it is. I even seen you do it. Once you hit two or three in a row, you know, hey, it's like the ocean. Everything started going in. So, you know, I just want to say that they didn't sleep on the kid. They just felt that he wasn't going to be a factor as much as he did, but once he got going, it was too late. You can't stop that momentum. We all
Hold
know
on.
How it goes.
Hold on. Now we know they studied the Duke Blue Devils prior to that game coming into action. I just read the man's scouting report 5 minutes before the show. So, damn, how do I know how to stop him? And they don't know how to stop him.
Because he was absent, man. He been missing. He didn't play the last, what, 8 games? And then all of a sudden he come back. Man, once he hit 1 or 2, you can't stop it. It's running water, just like Steph Curry did in Madison Square Garden. You don't know what it is, but once you hit it, it ain't no defense for it. I don't care how far you come out here. I'll step back 2 steps back just to make it look even prettier. And I've seen El Boogie do it plenty of times.
I'm challenging the next caller. Hopefully he's calling in from Phoenix or somewhere from a 602 or 623 number, man. And he dropped some basketball knowledge on us, man.
We can go straight out there back to the Midwest out there in Ohio, man. T-Money, you on the line with us, baby?
Yeah, what's up, Word?
T-Money, tell me what you think about that Duke and Miami game, man. What you think? Should they have made the guy go closer, or should they study the scout report a little bit deeper, Mike?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you because they weren't expecting him to have an outstanding game the way he did, man. He was hitting everything from everywhere, man. He was the game changer. We all know that. I mean, Duke. You know, they good every year and all. I hate Duke, man. I'm not even going to. My cousin Zeke love them suckers. You can't even wear no French braids down in Duke, man. What do you think he's coaching the Yankees or something? But listen.
And keep it clean, T-Money, down there. It's a clean culture, baby.
They Sweet 16 material, but that, I don't see them going farther than 16, man. They're going to get knocked off. They might get knocked off by a team you wouldn't even expect. Like they said, man, they ain't even be the top 50 team on the road, man. Listen,
right.
To Anthony the other day, they ain't doing nothing, man. And I don't see how they knocking Michigan and them out there. But, I mean, they beat the number 3 team. They were the number 5 team. So it wasn't like they was the underdog in that game. They was in Cameron. You know,
right.
They did what they supposed to did. But
T-Money, they got blowed out by 30 when they was in Miami. So, I mean,
right.
Anything close would have been short of a victory. You know what I mean?
Right. So, but we never seen that from Duke. But, bro, I wanted to touch just on a few, because I know I ain't got that much time. I wanted to touch on a few subjects that y'all had brought up earlier about about Tiger Woods. We know it's a long game of golf, and we've seen this story before with Joe Louis and other black athletes. I think we just dismissed Tiger so much because of the way he dismissed us as him being a black man. You know what I'm saying? You get caught.
Right.
Cheating with some women, and you let that break you down, man. Come on,
right.
Man. A billionaire? I'm not even thinking about marriage if I got $1 billion, man. $1 billion, marry who? Marry what? What country? How many Filipino women in? And then second, I'm glad my cousin, Wu Minx, could finally stop talking who can be MVP and what? Come on, man. Every year LeBron James MVP, just a couple years they toss it to somebody else just to keep it fair, like when Michael Jordan was playing, man. The man's in his own lane right now. 27.
Yeah, when you're 6'8", 260 and run like a freight train, man, yeah, of course. Yeah, you're just laying by yourself.
But,
I mean,
so you're telling me
they're going to repeat. It's not going to be close.
Can't nobody beat them in a 7-game series. You beat me once, okay, I come. And then we expect. I thought the Knicks was going to win, even though I bet a pair. Matter of fact, shout out to my dude Reds. I won 2 pair of Jordans this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I bet on the Heat when they was down 16, man. I got the Instagrams and everything telling me, you know, Carmelo, he's just a stat stuffer, man. I'm tired of hearing he ain't playing with nobody. No, he don't want to play with nobody. He wants to play 1-on-5. He loves jacking that shot. He's going to come out and get you 16-17 in the first quarter, maybe 22 by the half. Then his tank is going. You see what happened to him tonight? He tripped over his own feet. He's hurt in Cleveland. Quit. Come on, man.
I told you when you go to Cleveland. When you go to Cleveland, man, you want to finish it for me?
He had a better chance of just playing the flu game. He should have said he was sick, man.
Yes,
it's two things that's gonna happen when you go to Cleveland. You're gonna get hurt or embarrassed, or you're just gonna light them up.
Exactly. One or the other. And they're going to suck you dry whether you're the home or the away team.
T-Money, man, we appreciate your time, man. It's always good hearing from you, man. We got some other callers waiting to chime in on this.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're
going to holler at you later,
right,
man.
Yeah, I'm on.
Hold on. I want to say one more thing. T-Money will drop something for us on Friday for the Freestyle Friday. He will be the first call. He said he has something for us. So, T-Money, make sure you're ready for us.
All right, the next caller we got chiming in. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on, people? It's called chiming in from Vegas, your boy Ray Ray. You know, I just wanted to say I've been listening into the show. Guys are having a great show. Streets is always talking across the country, no matter where you're at, especially when we talk about sports. Just want to give a good shout-out to my boy, Jew, to my guy, D, and Nino. Definitely the captain of this, got it going on. Boy, Meeks, what's popping, fellas? I hear y'all talking some crazy topics here. I just want to stop on a little bit.
He's down there in the lights. He's in Vegas. Do you hear? We everywhere in the streets. He on the strip right now. He has the final information. And let me ask you this. The odds, what are the odds? What are the odds, Ray? Are the Heat, are they the odds maker? I mean, who would you put your money on? If you're a betting man and you're in Vegas.
Right now, like I said, I'm just looking at the boards. I'm glad you spoke on that because I was just looking at it down there at the Treasure Island the other day. You know, they had the Heat 6-1 odds to win it, which is looking lovely.
Wow.
6-1 odds to
right, exactly. I seen OKC was 8-1. And for all you Laker fans out there, 14-1.
I'm putting my money on the Black Mamba.
And that's where the money is, right? If you're a red man, that's where the money is.
I'm putting a dollar on the Black Mamba.
So if you bet, like I said, if you're a gambler, man, that's where the money at, because that's where you're going to win at. But, you know, speaking up on the Lakers, I just wanted to say, I mean, I think they still got a final chance. They're going to have a good chance. It's going to come down to, like, the last 5-6 games for them, I think, personally. But that's what makes the NBA more exciting because, you know, what is the playoffs really without the Boston Celtics and the Lakers in the playoffs? It don't even really feel like the playoffs no more. But in the end, I think it's me personally. I think it's going to probably be another repeat of what we've seen last year. You know, probably the same thing. I'm thinking more OKC in the end. I mean, the Spurs, I like them, but they old. They didn't show me. I didn't see this movie before, like my boy Beach say. I think they windows closed. You have a window for a little bit, and then it's shut, you know. So with that thing, I think it's going to be we'll see a repeat of OKC and Miami. But more in the end, you know, this kid LeBron is just playing at all-time level right now. So best in the business, saying so. Ain't too much more we can do right now. They can do right now.
Hey, Ray, this your boy T-Row, man. Let me ask you a question, man. So the Lakers got a shot at getting to the playoffs in eighth place just to get swept again for the third straight year?
I mean, yes. I feel they still got an opportunity. Exactly. That's more likely going to be a result. But like you say, once you get to the playoffs, you can never tell what happens. Anything can happen. One of them teams come down with a key injury down there, especially with, you know, a lot of these guys we've been seeing a lot lately tearing these MCLs. Almost seen the other night, I was watching the game with LeBron, and I seen they whole team and franchise almost went disappeared. Everybody hold their breath down in Miami for a second. So, you know, you always got to keep in that fact. But, you know, without that part of the game in a chance, you know, I still think they still got a chance in there. You know, Paul won't be back till then. But, like I said, it comes down to the last 6, 4, or 5 games for them to see if they can really get a push to get in there.
What do you think about Boston?
Boston, I mean, like I said, I feel like in the East, really nobody can really challenge, you know, can really challenge Miami. But I think Boston is probably the biggest challenge to them still just because I feel like Boston is a team that ain't really scared of them. I think the rest of the teams like Miami, I mean, New York, I think they can feel like they can compete with them. I don't really feel like they can beat them. Boston is the only team I really can feel like they can beat them. But they still look cruise through the rest of them. But Miami, I think, is still, like I said, ahead of the class right now. LeBron is just playing at another level on a mission right now.
One more. Can I give you an NCAA question? As an insider, you're down there. Who do you think is the front runner to win the NCAA championship? We know it's up in the air. Now we have a new number one in Gonzaga. We know Juelz the G called it. Elias, he called it the other day. He said they will be number one. So do you think that they will make it to the Final Four? Can you give us a prediction now, or do you want to wait? Where do you see them?
I mean, it's always changing. You know, like this peak can be, you know, next week's pick. But, I mean, like at this moment, you would have to say, I mean, I just wanted to speak on that real quick. The NCAA ball is real good right now, especially down in the Vegas and Nevada. You know, that's one of the hot topics down there. With that being said, it's real, like you said, it's real wide open right now. I think we might even have a surpriser, like, you know, not the power conferences anymore. We got a lot of mid majors that's going to be competing. So I think in the end, probably one of the big schools, but I expect like maybe two mid majors that we don't really expect to to be there. You know, maybe even a UNLV. You know, that'd be nice.
Okay.
You know, see the hometown guys represent. But I think it'd be nice to see some other guys. Maybe make even Cleveland State, Wichita State. I think it's just time for one of them schools that's gonna be just going one of them runs that's really unheard of. Even Creighton, they've been playing well. So I think it's more wide open than ever.
I appreciate you, Sean, but we gotta cut you off, man. I gotta go pay the bills. We gotta go to commercial. And we thank you for your insight down in Vegas. Get at us 347-855-8896. Blog Talk Radio, Black Flash Street, just talking. L Boogie 15. Let's go.
Gum, drink up my head, huh? That new nigga, and what? Shorty got that Ocho, good head,
yeah.
And butt.
I'm like,
oh,
boy, baby.
Let's go. All I got, bitches, is pipe, water,
hey, water.
I done came
hey,
up overnight.
Look,
she
gave me head to my leg. She gave me the brain, but that doesn't explain what these lanes be loving the company, bitches. I don't know shit about them, but they head shake. Yeah. Drop that pussy till her leg break. Bustin', got a dirty double, another brown thing waiting in the room like an egg crate. Oh, B-A-D.
B-A-D.
Boy,
ho.
And I got B-A-D. Bitches for my boys, yo, treat them like boy, I'm serving. Black suburban, swerving through the hood, getting head like turd. And he jump a good job, so she got a blow job. Sucking it from 9 to 5, that bitch work. Kells.
I see you niggas from the sidewalks, high. Got 100 grand in my side pocket, high. All the hustlers love it. No, I see the leg out.
What's
on that bitch, give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Don't let bitch, give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Don't let bitch, give me head.
Forget about it.
Ocho
Cinco. Hold down,
hold
come
down.
On. I say that to say that I only recognize these bitches when they lift
up.
Or from the nose down,
yeah.
I kind of nose dive, then watch it go down.
Woo.
Let's go. Bitch, I'm cold as ice.
Water,
ice. Water. Put dick weight down your throat into your ice.
Water,
go. Let me get that for you.
Water.
Your mama, cause you working.
Work.
The way you twerking, you can fuck around and get a burger. She like to crack the goods down the middle, drop a perfect. Let me fuck her in the telly, scream her open up the curtains like. You know French cuts, I don't French cut.
Yeah.
I don't French kiss, I let my friends cut. Me and Red and
boy.
I already bench cut.
I so El Boogie, and we back. Man, it's March Madness. It's Monday. The wrap up of what happened over the weekend. A lot of things that happened from contracts. And don't forget, we're out here in Arizona. We had spring training and things like that. But before we go on, I got to go to one more caller. And then I'm going to, you know, touch on some things that, you know, that's on my mind right now. But we have my man on the line, E-Double. E-Double, where you calling from, E-Double?
Orlando, Florida, baby boy. What's good?
Oh, man. You see, we all over the country in the streets of Orlando, Florida. E.
No
E-Double, what's up, baby? Streets is talking. Welcome to the show.
What's up, yeah, baby? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's up, Jude? What up, baby boy?
All right.
What's up with it?
Now,
hey, I
have a question.
Yes,
tell,
sir.
Tell me your overview. I know you watch a lot of basketball, so, you know, you're an insider. Tell me your take on your NBA and NCAA.
Well, you know, I've been listening for the last few minutes, man, and I got to keep it gangster, man. You know, I'm a LeBron hater for some personal reasons. But I got to take my hat off to the dude, man. He's the best basketball player in the world right now. So when you got the best basketball player on your team, man, that gives you the chance to win a title every year. So they the favorites, man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's probably going to beat Miami this year as long as they stay healthy. That's my opinion.
Okay, so you can't challenge. No one else can challenge.
I don't think so, man. When you got to, you know, basketball is unlike any other sport, man, with baseball, football. You know, when you got the most dominant player on your team, man, most of the time, that give you the best chance to win, man. So that dude is on a whole different level than everybody else right now. I hate to say it, but personally, I don't mess with the dude, man. But as far as basketball, the guy's just on a whole different level, man. So I think San Antonio look good right now. You know, he had the best record, but, you know, That's the same old San Antonio Spurs every year. Seems like they ain't won a title in about 10, 15 years, I don't think. At least 10 years, maybe. So,
right.
Hey,
E double.
That's just my humble opinion.
E double, this your boy T Row, man. Let me ask you this. So, with LeBron and the Miami Heat, we talking what? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What we talking?
Well, you know, I ain't going to get too far ahead of myself, man. I definitely think. I think his championships, man, they're going to go as far as Dwayne Wade's health go. You know, right now, he feels like he's back playing real good basketball, man. I don't know how many more years he have left in him at a high level, but as long as D-Wade playing at a high level like right now, you can start counting them, man, 2, 3, 4, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
The two dudes, man, they can't be stopped right now. So I think it all really is based on D-Wade's health, man, because LeBron can't do it by himself.
Now, let me ask you this. You were raised amongst that era of Michael Jordan. Which you think that Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, will Dwayne Wade and LeBron James be better than those two as a dynamic duo?
No, sir. And the reason that I believe that they won't be is for two reasons. One is, you had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, they probably could have been first team all defense. They was just defensive stoppers. LeBron is okay, and D Wade is okay, but just one on one defenders, I'll take Scottie Pippen or Michael Jordan over both of them guys. Then you got Mike, is just the all time greatest competitor on this earth, man. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, Mike made Scottie Pippen become the person that he was on the court, man. I'm old school, man, so I'm always going to take Mike and Scottie over D-Wade. And they're bigger. Well, you know, Scottie was bigger. That dude was probably 6'7", 6'8", with maybe a 7-foot wingspan, man, who could guard the 1, the 2, the 3,
right.
And probably the 4 on some nights. And you had
right.
Mike go guard the 1, the 2, and the 3. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, no, in my humble opinion, I think that Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan will go down as a better duo. Then how many win together? 6, 5, 4. How many win together?
Yeah,
they won six together. You know, I don't think they're gonna get that far. They might win 2 or 3. I don't think they're gonna get no 6 together now.
Yeah,
now,
they
let me ask you this one last question before I let you go.
Yes, sir.
The NCAA tournament, you know, you love the game of basketball. It's at its purity right now with the NCAA.
Yeah.
Where do you think it's going, and who do you think will be in the Final Four? Can you give me 4 teams right now that's your front runner after this weekend, after the top 10 came out? Can I give you the top 10 or the top 5, and you tell me who do you think, you know, I got Gonzaga at 1, Indiana at 2, Duke at 3, Kansas at 4, Georgetown at 5. Miami at 6.
Right.
Miami at 6, Michigan 7, Louisville 8, Florida 9, Michigan State 10. Do you think they will be in the Sweet 16, those 10 teams?
No, I think that was a bet, man. I wouldn't bet that all 10 of those teams going to be in the Sweet 16, man, because on any given night, we all know that somebody can be beat, man. So that's, I wouldn't take that. But I will say, this year is probably like no other year in the recent history because it's so balanced, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's wide open like y'all been saying all night. But in my humble opinion, I think that I don't even like Indiana as a school, but I look at what they put on the floor. I think that Indiana, man, is the most balanced team with the inside and out of the whole NCAA, man. So I take those guys to make it. I also like Michigan, man. I think they're coming out of the Big Ten. To me, is the best conference this year. They keep beating up on each other, man. Once they get into the tournament, man, the Big Ten could possibly have 4 teams if they divide them up in different brackets that can make it to the Final Four. But I like Indiana and Michigan, man, and I like Kansas. I think Kansas got a well-balanced team inside and out, man, and I don't like Gonzaga. I think they haven't played anybody, man. I don't like Duke. Duke to me is overrated as usual. So I'm gonna give you a sleeper team. Maybe somebody like Butler or Creighton or someone like that to make the Final Four. But my big three, I like Kansas, Indiana, and Michigan, man. That's who I like. Unfortunately, I like the Buckeyes, but they like inside presence this year, so I can't go with them Buckeyes up there in Ohio this year.
Right. Now, you know I'm going to have to mess with you on one of your picks, right? You know I'm going to have to go to the streets now. Do your history of Kansas. Be yourself. You just look at Kansas. If they do poof out in the big game sometimes, really most of the time, the year they won it was the only year that they went rather relatively far. Those guys you put them behind your bracket, and they disappoint you. Another team that will do that, you will have them, you know, if they're high on your radar, Georgetown. But I'm going to give you a team, E, even though they lost yesterday, and this is a tournament like they for him, it's Tom Izzo. You watch out for Michigan State.
Great to hear from you, E-Double. I'm glad you called in and gave your expert opinion, man. And, you know, we're going to give you your street credibility, man, and, you know, put this all in the file, man, because you came with expertise today.
Do that, and I'm going to be glad. I'm going to call back in, man, when I catch y'all back on the line again. When the next show again?
Friday, 9
Friday,
p.m.
I got you, man. Y'all take care, be safe, man, and keep dropping that knowledge.
No doubt. You be careful out there in Florida on that golf course, sir.
I'm gone, baby boy.
All right.
E-Double.
Wow. There you have it. E-Double. Spitting his knowledge on the NBA and the college. And he just told you there's no one that can compete with the Heat. But I'm going to put a dollar on somebody. And you know, my I have people on the streets, and they get mad at me all the time. Even though he's a jack artist, the Black Mamba always amazed me. Did you see what he did to Josh Smith last night? Get in my poster!
Yeah, man, he ain't going to stop doing that. That's Kobe, man. Kobe still fly. Still going to get swept in the first round, but he fly.
I know, right? Joel, what do you think about Kobe dunk last night before we move on to the next topic?
Oh, man, the Black Mamba was, man, he played his tail off last night, man. I think he might have jumped in the Fountain of Youth, man, because he came out like he was 22, 23 years old, man. He was impressive. The last two games actually even really going hard. So he's a man of his word. He said they was going to get to the playoffs, and, you know, hey, they going for a title, man.
Wow. And one thing that he said at the end, he said, "Oh, I just had to cook him." Kobe, no, he's not from the street. Did you hear how he said that? It's not like that, Kobe. You're not Little B. You're not cooking. You were supposed to do your hands and get to cooking, man. Do the interview right. You ain't from the streets. You're from Italy, man. You've been raised right. Stop trying to be in the streets with us. But anyway, let's move on. Floyd Money Mayweather has signed a big contract with Showtime and CBS. He's scheduled to fight 6 fights in 30 months. His next big fight is May 4th. He's going up against the Ghost. And T-Row, can you tell me a little bit about the Ghost?
Yeah, man, the Ghost, Robert Guerrero, man. The dude is 31-1-1. Dude got hands, they lightning fast. But, you know, when you're talking about going up against Floyd Money Mayweather, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Every time we have an opponent going up against Floyd, they always talking about what they're going to do to Floyd, and Floyd always end up getting the win in the end. So, you know, I'm hoping that the record that this young fella has, the Ghost, Robert Guerrero, I hope he represents real hard. Now, from what I understand, is that he is the interim welterweight title holder at this moment right now. But, you know, my dude Floyd got, what, 5 belts right now? He holds most of those belts in that weight class. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to be fighting for. But with the new contract, he got to fight 6 fights in the next 30 months. We don't know what the pay is exactly, but we do know that he got to show up. in the next six fights within the next 30 months. So we'll see what Floyd got in his tank, you know what I mean?
Right, because he used to just fight one time a year. But now, because of situations, as the streets be talking, Joel, as you know, and we know, when you go in to that courtroom, and you got to have representation. Representation, don't you? And you know those representators, they want their ends. See, we call in the streets, we call money ends on this show. We don't say money, we say ends. Put that in the archive for me, T-Ro. So
gotcha,
they wanted those ends. Give me those ends. So he know after fighting against society, not just fighting in the ring, you got to pay. You got to pay, Pookie. Remember Ice-T? Oh, New Jack City. You got to pay. You got to pay, Pook.
Hold on, L Boogie. So what you saying is that Mayweather taking this new contract because he broke or because he loose on change? What do you mean?
Now, let's not get it twisted. We know money. He has a money team for a reason. We know money negotiates all his fights. He does all the paperwork himself. He gets majority of the ticket from pay-per-view. I'm not saying he's broke, but I will say he needs it. Joel, what do you think?
Man, you know, money Mayweather. I can't really say that he needs the money, man. It's just time for him to show up, you know. You know, he avoided and ducked and, you know, didn't want to get his image tarnished by fighting Manny Pacquiao. You know what I mean? So he's no fool, so he has money. I just think somebody with money wouldn't mind having some more money.
You're right about that.
I feel you on that. Jules G, let me ask you this. Within any of those six fights within the next 30 months, does Floyd lose any one of those fights, or does he just fight cupcakes, or what is he going to do?
Oh, man, he don't lose a one fight, man, because that's a brother that's not going to pick a fight that he might lose. Hence, he didn't fight Pacquiao.
He would beat Pacquiao up, man.
All right, man, hey.
Pacquiao still dreaming from the last fight.
So why didn't he take the fight? Forget all the tickets and the 50-50.
Floyd offered the dude $40 million, and he didn't take it. He thought he wasn't going to get part of that pay-per-view cut. He turned $40 million down. Who in their right mind would turn down $40 million to knock a mouthpiece out of somebody's mouth?
Who turned down $40 million?
Pacquiao turned the money down when they was trying to get the fight. When Floyd was talking about forget the blood test.
There
I'll pay you $40 million straight up.
There were some other pieces to the puzzle. Floyd did not take that fight. The man lives in Vegas. He loves to gamble. And he's only betting on black men, you know what I mean? He's betting on true winners. He is not going in on that gamble right there because he might lose.
He might lose. Did you see how Floyd beat up Juan Manuel Marquez? That's how he's going to do Pacquiao. And Juan Manuel Marquez knocked out Pacquiao.
Wait a minute. Remember the movie Scarface when the detective, when he got shot? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That was a lucky blow, and we all know it. The streets is talking. You could have closed your eyes and hit him, too. That's neither here nor there. You're right. He lost, so it would never happen. I wish it would have, but I tell you what, like Joel said, Money Mayweather, he will not take a fight that he doesn't think he was going to win, because there's one thing about these pay-per-view people. Remember when we were younger, we would pay pay-per-view to see Mike Tyson win. Everybody's paying pay-per-view now to watch the money team lose. Oh,
and
my.
What is the result after the every fight of Money Mayweather?
A W.
thank you. And that's what he's going to do to Pacquiao and whoever line up in the next six fights. That's what I believe. I mean, Floyd, you can taunt him. You can do whatever you want to that guy. But one thing about that guy, he's going to come in ready, fresh. Does the boy drink or smoke? He don't do none of that.
He's pure.
So he can do, he can fight. I believe he can fight six fights and win all six.
Who's pure? Turpin, Jules, let me say what you gonna say.
Who's pure?
He be smoking and drinking.
Man, what planet are you from?
I'm just saying, man. Well, if he can do that, man, then he really can't be beat.
Boy.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Who interviewed T-Row, man? Who did his interview, man? Golly. Money Mayweather.
Man, I'm just not going to do it, man, because we might have some wrestlers that will, man. Oh, man.
Julius wow. G, man, look.
Wow.
If
oh,
he doing
man.
It, if he doing it the way he doing it, under the circumstances, man, the dude just can't be beat.
Money Mayweather kicking with the homies. That's all I got to say. So, he gets
and
it
he
in.
And he still can't be beat.
I didn't say he could be beat, but he's not still not going to take a fight that he might lose or he might not think he's just going to win. He's a gambling man. And most gamblers go with the odds. They don't bet on something they might lose.
Yeah, you're right about that.
The fight, the line up and drawn out, all Mayweather had to say was, let's go. He said no.
Wow. Well, before we end the show, Joel to G, you have any shout-outs or any last comments?
Oh, man, you know, I just have to thank all the callers for calling in, man, and, you know, bringing that street credibility to the show. And also want to apologize to a few callers that we had calling in, man, that would love to be on the panel with us this evening. And, you know, once again, I want to thank, you know what I mean, our brothers in the community, you know, just flying out these black businesses, Second Chance Group Home. You know, we need to give thanks and congratulations to them for doing wonders in the community. We got Liberty Taxes over here in Phoenix. We also got Another Level Barbershop, man. We got Stacy's Barbecue. We got Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, man. We just got all these black prominent businessmen, man, that's just putting it together, man. Like I said, this is a revolution, man, and it will be televised.
No question. T-Row, any last shout-outs?
Man, you know me, man. Want to say what's up to the world, all the listeners listening, man. We appreciate it, man. We go on Mondays and Fridays. You know, you can always check us out at the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking. You can always call in 347-855-8896. And don't forget, Friday is Freestyle Friday. If you know a friend, tell a friend, tell another friend. You know, he'll give you, you know, 2 minutes of airtime, man. Shout outs to wherever you're from, you know what I'm saying? Give you information, and we'll get it. You know what I mean? Much love to everybody.
Wow, there it is. So we're going to end the show with that. On Friday, we'll be talking about some spring training baseball, the AL West. And I just want to say this. As we continue our path to our journey to where we want to go, let's ponder on a couple things. Where will you be 3 years from now? Do you have a plan? Like Joel G said, let's get with some black businesses. Let's get together and get powerful and get in the community and start raising our youth, girls and boys, better than what we are doing. Because remember, it takes a village to raise a child. And the streets are always watching. They're always talking. So we have to be there for them to give them both sides of the world. We love you. And once again, I want to say I dedicate this particular show to my two cousins.
Miles Golden, Cox Field, Cameron McFadden, and I just can't wait when they picture us rolling. I love you, and have a good one, and I'll talk to you on Friday.
Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me wrong. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Psych do it. Guess who's back?
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 clocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remay and running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump him mad. The time to count the profit, TKO, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas on the clock, I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we infect and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. I forgot the DA. Yeah, that bitch.